弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
一月份在许多教会里面是被称为管理月。
January in many churches is called the management month.
Stewardship.
Stewardship month for the stewardship.
那么在这个月里面，他们的牧师会用几次的信息勉励弟兄姐妹做一个好管家。
During this month, the churches normally have several messages to encourage brothers and sisters to be good stewards.
我想这是一个很好的做法。
I think this is a very good practice.
所以我也想用两次的信息，我们彼此勉励，做个好管家。
So I would also like to use two messages to encourage each one of us to be a good steward.
刚才念的圣经节里面
，So what passage we just read?
那天耶稣来到银库。
In that day, Jesus came to the treasury.
他在观察人怎么奉献。
He was observing how people was making offerings.
耶稣对人奉献这件事情他很有兴趣。
Jesus is interested in how people make offerings.
我们对耶稣的兴趣我们不需要奇怪。
We do not need to wonder about Jesus' interest.
因为耶稣总共讲了38个比喻。
Because Jesus has made, spoke 38 parables.
其中一半是和财政 finance 有关
，half of that is related to finances，
并且耶稣所讲的话里面
，and also in what Jesus has said，
有人把他的所讲的字啊全部算了一下
，then people may count all the words he has spoken，
15%是有关于我们怎么样使用我们的资源 resources。
15% of those words relating to how we spend our resources.
他花在谈资源这个题目比任何个题目还来得多。
He spoke more topics on resources than any other topic.
比我们比爱心多比侍奉多比侍奉多
a lot more for serving.
也比信心多
and also for faith.
那一天也是耶稣在圣殿最后一次公开侍奉的时间。
On that day was also the last time during Jesus' public ministry.
他用那天时间做什么？
What did he do on that day? Anything else?
他没有用来讲道。
Did he use for preaching?
他也没有用来行神迹。
He did not use to perform miracles.
他却去坐在那边看人家怎么奉献。
He went and sat and watched how people put the money in the treasury.
因为金银啊，做奉献。
Use silver and gold for offering.
比任何一件事情更可以反映出一个人心里的情况。
Can better reflect a person's inner condition than any other thing.
有人说过这么一句话。
Someone has said this.
在你们节目单上面。
Is in your program.
金钱是生命的浓缩。
Money is the
life
compressed.
说得很好。
This spoke well.
我们赚钱，我们也花钱。
We earn money and we spend money.
我们花一生的时间精力在赚钱。
We spend our lifetime energy in earning money.
我们有一生的时间在花钱。
We always have our entire life spend money.
赚钱是代表我们是谁啊
？To earn money represents who we are.
我们做了什么
？What did we do?
我们成就了什么
？What have we accomplished?
花钱呢
？How about spending money?
代表我们看重什么
？Represents what we emphasize.
哪些是有价值的？
Which are valuable for us?
哪些是我们认为重要的
？What we think are important.
金钱的确是生命的浓缩。
That in true money is truly life compressed.
当我们选择奉献金钱给神的时候
，When we choose to offer money to God,
我们是给神，我们是谁的那一部分。
We are telling God who we are to God.
我们也是给神, 我们认为重要的那一部分。
We also give to God what we thought was important.
我们是把我们生命的一部分给了神。
We are offering a part of our life to God.
那天耶稣花了特别花时间。
On that day, Jesus spent special time.
他在银库。
In at the treasury.
观看人奉献的心态。
Observing the attitude of people making offerings.
他知道人奉献的数目。
He knows the amount of how people are offering.
他也给出他的评语。
He also gives his judgment, assessment.
今天他也一样的。
Today, he's doing the same.
就在我们当中。
He's in our midst.
在我们奉献的时候。
When we are making offerings.
他观看我们的心态。
He's observing our attitude.
他知道我们的数目。
He knows our amount.
他也给出他的评估。
He also is giving us his assessment.
那我们看第一大点。
Let's look at the first point.
他观看我们的心态。
He beholds our attitude.
这是在41节。
This is verse 41.
诗诗也一开始就说耶稣对银库坐着。
He said he sat down opposite the treasury.
换句话说耶稣不是恰巧走过去。
It doesn't mean he just happened to go pass by.
既然走过去他就留下来看一看。
He went there, he didn't just go there and stop and take a look.
他是故意走到银库那个地方。
He went there purposefully.
他还看看人怎么样投钱入库。
And see how people put the money into the treasury.
看这个字呢?
So observe this word.
这个原来希腊文的字根今天被翻成theater, 电影院。
The original meaning of the Greek word today is translated into theater.
那么可以是个电影院,可以是个戏院。
Can be a theater or opera house.
请问你是戏院看戏的时候，你去电影院看电影的时候，你是怎么看的？
So how do you watch when you go watch a movie or watch an opera?
你是不是眼睛半开半醒的看？
Or you keep half open, half closed your eyes?
还是你随便的看？
Or just carelessly?
不会的。
No.
你会很定睛的看。
You will be carefully watching it.
你会一分钟都不放过的看。
You will never even miss a minute.
你会全神贯注的看。
You wholehearted on it.
耶稣就这样的观看。
This is how Jesus observed.
他就坐在银库的前面。
He sat opposite the treasury.
他看看人究竟要怎么样奉献。
He wanted to observe how people really make offerings.
今天耶稣在我们当中，他有这样的观看我们。
Today, Jesus is also the same way observing us.
在当时的银库。
At those days in the treasury.
他们总共有13个。
They have 13 of us.
在圣殿里面。
In the temple.
有9个是收固定的奉献。 9
of them receiving regular offerings.
有4个是收自由意志的奉献。
So the 4 of them receive a free offering.
银库的构造是这样。
The treasury is a structure like this.
在下面有一个四方形的大的木箱或木柜。
So there is a square, huge square wooden box.
上面接了一个长长的铜做的管子。
So there is a tube on top which is made of copper.
那么这个管子的开口好像个大喇叭一样。
So the opening of the tube is like a trumpet.
所以很容易让人把钱投进去。
So it's easier for people to throw money in it.
铜一进了这个喇叭里面。
Once the money goes into the trumpet,
它就沿着这个管道叮叮咚咚的一直跌到这个木柜子里面。
So it will fall through the tube into the box.
当时有钱的人。
In those days, those rich people,
或者是有钱的法利赛人,
or the rich Pharisees,
他们奉献的时候想要得到人家的注意跟奖赏。
They want to get people's attention and praise when they make offerings.
所以他们在奉献之前呢,
so before they make the offering,
就先在他们要奉献的钱,
they change their money that were going to make offering,
换成最小单位的铜币,
exchange into the smallest unit of copper.
然后大摇大摆的,
and then they walk arrogantly.
带着整袋子的铜币啊,
they put the whole bag full of copper coins.
来到了银库的前面,
came right before the treasury.
把它一把一把的丢进去啊,
so just throw it a handful at a time.
就好像今天有人要奉献10块美金,
just today, if somebody is offering a $10,
他故意先将10块钱换成美金当中最小的硬币啊，一分钱。
He does not change that into the smaller unit, that's a cent, 1 cent.
所以10块钱的话，我如果数学没有算错，是1000个硬币啊。So
if it's $10, it will exchange to 1,000 cents.
我带着这1000个。
I'll bring with me the 1,000 cents.
我来到这个喇叭的前面,
and came before the trumpet.
一把一把的丢进去,
so I throw into a handful at a time.
这个硬币转到这个管子有声音,
so when the copper coin hit the tube,
然后沿着管子下去的时候, 又产生很多的声音,
and then when it goes through the tube, make more noises.
所以声音大,
so pretty loud noises.
声音多,
a lot noises.
然后声音久啊,
and it lasts long.
哦, 整个圣殿里面的人都听到这个声音啊,
the entire temple can hear that noise.
每个人都在看看究竟是谁奉献的,
they'll look at who is making the offering.
想想他,
they can praise him.
哇, 说这个人真了不起啊,
so this one is great.
当时老百姓给这样的人取一个名字,
in those days, they called this kind of people a name.
英文的名字叫Zingers.
That's the English name, Zingers.
但这铜币跌下去啊, zing, 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 就一直跌下去,
so that's the sound that makes when the coin falls into the tube.
这边告诉我们说, 碗里投了若干钱,
and so they say something put in some money.
这个不是很正确, 原来的意思是说, 投了很多钱或许多的钱。
This is not actually the original meaning, it's a lot of money.
这些人可能就是 zingers.
So this could be the zingers.
可实际他们忘记一个真理。
But they forgot a truth.
什么真理?
What truth?
能奉献的能力是神给的。
The ability to make offering is given us by God.
我们看一次圣经节。
Let's go to a passage.
生命记,
Deuteronomy.
第八章,
chapter 8.
生命记第八章,
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我要请大家跟我一起从11节念到18节。
We'll read from verse 11 to 18.
生命记第八章11节到18节。
Deuteronomy 8, 11 to 18.
我们一起来念。
Let's read.
你要谨慎, 免得忘记耶和华你的神, 不守他的诫命, 典章, 律例, 就是我今日所吩咐你的, 恐怕你吃得饱足, 建造美好的房屋居住, 你的牛羊加多, 你的金银增添, 并你所有的全都加增, 你就心高气傲, 忘记耶和华你的神, 就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的, 引你经过那大而可怕的旷野, 那里有火蛇, 蝎子, 干旱, 无水之地, 他曾为你食水从坚硬的磐石中流出来, 又在旷野, 将你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你, 是要苦练你, 试验你, 叫你终究享福, 恐怕你心里说, 这货财是我力量, 我能力得来的, 你要纪念耶和华你的神, 因为得货财的力量是他给你的, 不要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约, 像今日一样。 我想我们每个人可以领会这一句话。
I think many of us should appreciate this saying.
我们想想在美国的时间, 我们可以很多地方同样的认同。
We can confirm many places think about our time in the United States.
我们得货财的力量是神所给的。
So the power to make wealth is given by God.
神能够给你。
God can give you.
神也能够将它拿回去。
God can also take it back.
我们的确需要珍惜我还有能力奉献给他的时候。
Through the treasure that we still can make offering.
但是那一天有个穷寡妇。
But on that day there was a poor widow.
她也来奉献。
She also came to make offering.
耶稣看到了。
Jesus saw it.
我可以想象。
I can imagine.
这个寡妇不想引人注意啊。
So this poor widow does not want to attract people to.
她的手可能都是皱纹的、枯萎的手啊。
It could be a shriveled hand.
她讲她两个小钱。
He put the two little coins.
轻轻地丢进这个喇叭里面。
Lightly threw into the trumpet.
她来到圣殿，她是要敬拜神。
She came to the temple to worship.
她虽然很穷。
Even though she was poor.
她不肯空手来见神。
She does not want to come to God empty-handed.
圣经两次的提醒我们，来敬拜神的时候，必要空手来见神。
Twice the Bible reminds us not to come to God empty-handed.
我们看第一处出埃及记二十三章十五节。
The first one is recorded in the Exodus, chapter 23, verse 15.
二十三章十五节。
Chapter 23, verse 15.
我来念给大家听。出埃及记二十三章十五节。
15.
你要守除酵节，照我所吩咐你的，在亚比月内守定的日期，吃无酵饼七天。然后呢，谁也不可空手朝见我，因为你是这月出了埃及。当我们被神拯救的时候，我们就不能空手朝见神。
When we were delivered.By God, we shall never come to Him empty-handed.
再看三十四章二十节。
Chapter 34, verse 20.
三十四章二十节。
34:20.
头生的驴要用羊羔代赎，若不代赎，就要打折他的颈项。凡头生的儿子都要赎出来，谁也不可。空手朝见我，这个寡妇虽然穷，
Even this widow is poor.
当她来圣殿敬拜神的时候，
But when she came to worship God in the temple,
她不愿意空手的见神，
She's unwilling to come empty-handed.
今天弟兄姐妹们，我们在奉献的时候，神就查看我们的心态。
So today, brothers and sisters, when we make offerings,God is observing our attitude.
不晓得你的心态是哪一种。
I don't know what kind of attitude do you have.
你的心态是说我要得人的称赞。
Are you wanting to get people's praises?
如果是这样的话，神就不会再回报你了。
If that is, then God will not reward you.
你已经得到回报。
You already received your reward.
还是第二种。
Or it's the second kind.
我奉献是不得已。
I have to. I have no choice.
哎，我不好意思。
And I'm willing not to.
怎么讲呢？
Why?
我每个礼拜奉献在这传道我面前。
Every time they'll pass the money back before me.
我不能每个礼拜都不奉献。
I cannot not make offering every week.
那很不好意思啊。
That would lose faith.
或者可能脑筋这么想。
Or you may think the other way.
我如果去买东西也要付税啊。
If I go buy things, I have to pay tax.
我去吃饭也要给小费啊。
When I go eat out, I have to pay tip.
那我在教会得到一些好处啊。
I receive some benefit from the church.
我的儿女也学到一些东西啊。
My children also learn some.
那我应该有一些表示才对啊。
I should have to show my appreciation.
并且教会有许多开销哎。
And church have some expenses.
要付传道人的薪水。
Therefore pay salary to the pastor.
要付房租。
And the rent.
要买这个儿童主日学的教材。
Buy material for Sunday school for children.
我不能不有些表示啊。
I have to show something.
所以我是不得已跟不好意思的。
That's why I can't help but to.
还是第三种的心态。
Or the third attitude.
我来是要敬拜神。
I came to worship God.
我不是讲钱摆进奉献袋而已。
I'm not just to put money into the treasury.
我是借着金钱。
Through money,
表示对神的赞美跟感恩。
To show my thanks and praise to God.
感谢神说你仍然让我有一些收入。
I thank God for letting me have some income.
弟兄姐妹们
so brothers and sisters,
在我们奉献的时候
it's way, while we are making offering,
请记住
please remember,
耶稣他定睛地观看我们的心态
so Jesus is watching our attitude.
我们看第二大点
that's the second point.
他知道我们的数目
he knows our amount.
这是四十二节
this is in verse 42.
四十二节提到一个穷寡妇。
So here mentioned a poor widow.
寡妇平常本来就是贫穷的。
Usually widows are poor.
这边特别提到一个穷这个字，表示她是穷中之穷啊。
The special mention that she is poor means she is the poorest of the poor.
希腊文用穷这个字表示她是个乞丐或者是个叫花子。
In other places, the word poor may.Means a beggar.
Okay. 他是需要人救济的。
He's asking people to help her.
你会认为他不需要奉献的。
You may think she does not need.
你会认为说他不应该奉献的。
You may think she should not make offering.
弟兄姐妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
耶稣知道我们有多少。
Jesus knows how much we have.
有人有的多。
Some have more.
有人有的少。
Some have less.
今天有一些基督徒
There's some Christians today
相对的说他们有的少 Relatively speaking
他们有的少
有的少
Relatively some has less
这些人可能有些是青少年
Some of them may be youth
可能是学校里的学生
Or maybe students
或者是薪水不高的人
Or they don't have a high salary
或者是退休的人
Or they may be retired
或者是没有做事的太太们
or their wives who are not working
或者是单亲的母亲们
or those are mothers
他们认为既然我是收入不多
since I don't have a good income
既然我有的不有的少啊
that I have less
我就不用奉献
so I don't have to make offering
一些好心的基督徒
some good Christians
可能也会告诉他们
maybe tell them
你有的少
you have less,
你不需要奉献
you do not need to make offering.
神不会期望你奉献的
God won't expect you to offer, make
offering. 何况你的数目不大
Because you don't pay a lot amount.
对神不会有太大的帮助、啊、
doesn't help God much.
这些好心的基督徒
so those good nature hearted
也可能这么说
they may also say,
如果我当时遇见这个穷寡妇、啊、
if I met that poor widow,
我会告诉他说你不需要奉献
I would tell her you do not need to make offering
或者最终你只要奉一个小钱就够了不需要两个
I'll just give one coin, one two
那已经50%了
That would be 60% already
但是弟兄姐妹们
So, but brothers and sisters
耶稣坐在那个银库
Jesus sat opposite the treasury
他观看这位像乞丐一样穷寡妇
He was observing thispoor widow who is like a beggar.
将唯一的两个小钱投进银库。
He put the only two coins into the treasury.
耶稣没有禁止他。
Jesus did not stop her.
也许有人心里会说
Some may say,
神啊你不了解我的情形。
Oh God, you do not understand my situation.
我现在负债多。
I have a lot of debt.
家里开销大。
Large expenses at home.
孩子要念大学。
Yeah, our kids are going to college.
我的工资又不高啊。
I have a low salary.
我有许多经济的压力啊。
I have a large financial pressure.
我的经济压力是很特别，没有人这样的。
Nobody have my kind of pressure. It's very special.
但是你知道一件事吗？
But do you know one thing?
神知道你的情形比你知道的还深刻。
God knows your situation better than you know yourself.
但神从来没有说过。
But God never said.
因为你有这些压力。
Because you have such pressure.
你就不需要奉献给他了。
So you do not need to make offering.
寡妇给了两个小钱。
So the widow gave two coins.
这个小钱呢，英文用 mite， 希腊文是 lepton 哈、啊， so, 这个是当时最小面额的铜币。
So those coins are the smallest denomination in those days in a coin.
这个价值是多少?
How much is the value?
价值是一人一天工资的128分之一。
Is 128 of a day's wage.
当时一天的工资是一个denarii,一个德拿利,它是128分之一。
So 1 of 128 of a denarii.
我稍微简单的算了一下。
So I calculated.
如果说今天最低的工资是一个小时7块钱。
If today the lowest wage is $7 an hour.
那么一天8个小时56块。
So 8 hours is $56.
128分之一呢，还不到5毛钱。
So one of 128 is less than 50 cents.
两个小钱呢?
So two little coins.
不到1块钱。
And not even $1.
可能买了一些面包都还不够吃。
Not even to buy enough bread.
他讲这两个小钱却投进去。
But she put those two coins in it.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到这里看到一个事实哈。
So here we saw a fact.
我们奉献的时候，神知道我们的数目。
When we make offering, God knows our amount.
这个事实可能会让你不舒服，可能会让我不舒服。
So this fact may make you or me uncomfortable.
我们总觉得说我奉献的数目不要任何人知道。
Well, we say how much I make offerings is nobody's.
这是我的钱啊。
This is my money.
我高兴怎么花就怎么花。
I spend it the way I like it.
我不想任何人知道。
I don't want anyone to know.
特别是我奉献少的时候。
Especially when I'm not making good offerings.
但神知道我们的数目。
But God knows our amount.
因为这是他的钱啊。
Because this is his money.
这是他的事情啊。
This is his thing.
你怎么样使用他的钱是他关心跟注意的。
How do you spend his money is what he cares.
弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
神知道我们的数目,
God knows our amount.
这告诉我们两件事情,
so tell us two things.
第一件事情,
the first,
我们给神的数目是代表我们是谁。
The amount we pay to God is represents who we are.
代表我们的心,
represents our heart.
代表我这个人,
represents me as a person.
有个故事说,
There's a story says,
一个很富有的太太或女士,
There's a very rich lady.
她一天在教会里面, 礼拜天听到牧师讲到教会一个特别的需要。
One day she heard there's a special need of the church.
说上完会以后, 她就来找牧师。
So after the meeting, she came to the pastor.
她写了一张支票,
She wrote a check.
给牧师,
Give to the pastor.
然后问牧师说,
And asked the pastor,
这50块钱够吗?
Is this $6 enough?
牧师回答说,
The pastor answered,
如果这50块钱代表你, 那就够了。
If this $50 represents you, that would be enough.
这个太太听了,
So she heard it.
很生气地将支票拿回来。
She's very angry and took the check back.
回到家,
When she went home,
下个礼拜天来了,
next Sunday came to church,
她又写一张支票给牧师。
She wrote another check to the pastor.
这次支票是5000块钱。
This time the check was $5,000.
她又问牧师说,
She also asked the pastor,
这五千块钱够吗?
Is this $5,000 enough?
牧师同样的回答她说,
The pastor answered the same way.
如果这5000块钱代表你, 那就够了。
If this $5,000 represents you, that's enough.
她又把支票拿回去,
She took the check back again.
下个礼拜天回来的时候,
So the following week when she returned,
一看到牧师就冲过来对他说,
The first, as soon as she saw the pastor, she ran to the pastor and said,
这是一张5万块钱的支票,
This is $50,000 check.
我知道是足够的,
I know it's enough.
我不会再拿回去,
I will not take it back.
请你不要再问那同一个问题,
Don't ask the same question.
他终于解出他是谁。
So she finally gave who she is.
代表他的本人。
Represents him herself.
神知道我们奉献的数目。
God knows our amount that we are making offering.
问题不是这个数目多少。
The question is not the amount of the offering.
可能1块钱。
Maybe $1.
10块钱。
$10.
100块钱。
100.
200块钱。
200.
500块钱。
500.
问题,这个数目代表你的生命吗?
The question is, does this amount represent your life?
代表你吗?
represent you.
有一天你我都要站在基督的台前。
One day you and I will all go stand before Christ.
当我站在基督台前的时候。
When I stand before Christ.
我们很平安地对耶稣说。
May I say to Christ a peaceful one?
神啊，我奉献的数目。
Oh God, the amount of my offering.
的确代表我。
Truly represents me.
奉献的数目要是代表我们的。
So the amount of offering represents us.
第二个真理我们应该学习。
The second truth we need to understand.
我们给神的数目应该给神的祝福成个正比。
So the offering we make should be proportional to the blessings we receive.
我们需要记住。
We need to remember.
是神将这些金钱赐给我们。
It's God who gives us the money.
他给我们一个健康的身体。
He gives us a good health.
我们能够工作。
And so we can work.
他给我清楚的头脑，我可以思想。
So he gives us a clear brain so we may think.
他给我工作的机会，我能够赚钱。
He gives us opportunity to work so we can earn money.
如果神越祝福我。
The more God blesses us,
那我奉献的数目也应该跟着祝福而增加。
So my offering should also increase according to the blessing.
有一个故事这么说。
The story says like this.
在达拉斯过去一个很出名的传道人。
There was a very famous evangelist in Dallas.
叫做 W.A. Criswell.
W.A. Criswell.
他是他们达拉斯第一浸信会的主任牧师。
He's the senior pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas.
二三十年前，这个教会已经是差不多两万人的教会。
It's about 30 years ago. This church has about 20,000 members.
有一次，他们教会一个男士来找他。
One day, a man came to him.
告诉他说。
Told him.
说最近神在我生命中似乎没有再继续的带领我。
Seems that God has stopped leading me in my life.
我不觉得神与我同在。
I cannot feel His presence with me.
然后他开始解释说。
And then he started to explain.
当我刚刚开始跟随神的时候。
When I started following God.
我赚的钱不够多。
I didn't earn enough money.
我记得我那时候一个月赚一千块钱。
I remember I was earning about $1,000 a month.
我就给神一百块。
I give God 100.
他说挺那还容易。
That was easy.
但神开始祝福我。
But God started blessing me.
后来我一个月赚五千块钱。
Then I earned $5,000 a month.
我就给神五百块。
I give God 500.
这还做得到。
I can still do it.
可是过了一阵子。
But after a while,
我一个月开始赚五万块钱。
I start earning $50,000 a month.
我开始挣扎。
I started struggling.
要我拿支票来写这么一个大的数目很不容易啊。
It's not easy for me to write a large amount on a check.
更糟糕的。
It's even worse.
下年度。
Next year.
神让我的薪水涨了三倍。
God gave me threefold of increase of my.
你要我写单支票那么大，我实在写不下去。
I can't really write such a large amount.
牧师啊，我应该怎么办
？So pastor, what should I do?
Christopher 对他说。
So Christopher told him.
来来来。
Say come, come.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Let's kneel and pray.
当牧师开始祷告的时候。
When the pastor started to pray.
他就说啊。
He said.
神啊。
Say God.
请你减少这个人的收入啊
！Please decrease his income.
让他回到以前对你忠心的地步啊
！Let him return to the point where he was loyal to you.
我想我们都知道这个故事的功课。
We know the lesson from this story.
当神继续祝福我们
，When God continues to bless us,
我们需要忠心的解除他的祝福。
We ought to loyally give back to his blessing.
因为他知道我们的数目
Because he knows our amount.
因为他是赐福的主
Because he is the Lord who gives blessing.
因为我们得获财的力量是来自于他
Because the power of making wealth comes from him.
奉献的数目代表我自己
The amount of offering represents myself.
代表我的生命
Represents my life.
我们看第三大点
We look at the third point.
他解出他的评估
He gives his assessment.
这是43节到44节。
Verse 43 and 44.
43节说。
Verse 43 says.
耶稣叫门徒来说 我实在地告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人手投的更多。我读了圣经觉得很奇怪。
When I read this, I wondered.
他给了一个小钱，128/1 的德拿利。
She gave a small amount, only one of 128 of denarii.
两个小钱也只是64/1德拿利。
This two of them will be one sixtieth of it.
怎么比众人更多呢？
How can he be more than all the contributors?
看来耶稣的数学不太好啊。
Possibly Jesus does not have a good math skills.
或者看来他不是学理工的。
Or he was not an engineer.
他可能是学文学的了。
Maybe he studied literature.
怎么一个钱会比众人更多呢？
How come the one coin is better more than the all contributors?
我想当中，但是任何一个人给的都会比他比寡妇多啊。
I think any one of them contributed more than the.
还多好几倍呢。
Maybe many times more.
为什么耶稣这么说？
Why does Jesus say so?
一个可能的解释是这样。
One possible explanation.
故事发生以后。
After things happened.
2000多年来。
In the last 2000 years.
许多人听到读到这个寡妇的故事。
Many people read and heard about the story of the widow.
她牺牲的给。
How she gives sacrificially.
别人学了这个功课。
People learned a lesson.
他们也多给。
They also make.
他们甚至牺牲的给。
They also make a sacrificial one.
你把这两千来多给的数目加起来的话。
If you add all those 2,000 years, added the amount of money.
这个总数的确超过当时众人所给的。
So the sum truly is greater than all the contributors of that time.
换句话说，耶稣那天不只是看到这个寡妇那一次的行动。
So in other words, Jesus did not only saw that day's action of that widow.
他乃是看到那次行动可以给后来带来的冲击跟结果。
So he can also see that action and what it brought the consequences after that.
也因为这个寡妇给的礼物。
Because of the gift of the widow.
这两千年来他一直给人纪念。
So she has been remembered by people in this last 2,000 years.
弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我是深深的相信，
I truly believe,
如果我们能够慷慨的给，
If we can give generously,
多多的给，
Give a lot more,
然后我们分享神因为我们给我们的祝福，
That we have shared the blessings because of our offerings.
我们也会鼓励别人对神有同样的忠心。
We can also encourage other people to be loyal to God.
但是耶稣在44节自己有解释。
But Jesus also made an interpretation in verse 44.
他怎么解释？
How did he explain it?
因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把一切养生的都投上来了。简单的说，这句话。
In another simple way, this saying.
别人是给有余的。
They other people give the surplus.
他是给他的生命。
But she was giving her life.
别人给的没有影响他们继续的存在。
The other one, the way they gave, did not influence how they continue to exist.
他给的乃是他需要依靠生存之物啊。
So what she gave is what she had to live on.
神对你我奉献的评语。
So God has assessment for you and my offering.
不是我们给多少。
It's not how much we give.
而是我们有多少。
It's how much we have.
给多少跟有多少中间一个很大的差距。
There's a big difference between how much we give and how much we owe.
我们看一段圣经节。
So let's look at
哥林多后书
2 Corinthians
第八章十二节
18:12
哥林多后书八章十二节
2 Corinthians 8
十二节
12
林后八章十二节
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 12
早知道请大家跟我一起念
Let us read together
一起来 因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
According to what he has, not what he does not have.
神不会要我们给一些我们没办法给的。
God will not ask us to give that we cannot give.
神不要我们去做一些我们没有资源去做的。
God will not ask to do things we have no resources.
但是我们却有责任的。
But we have a responsibility.
当神祝福我们。
When God blesses us.
我们需要想办法回报他给的祝福。
We need to find a way to repay that blessing.
我们可以静下来想想看。
So we can stop and think.
神在我们身上是怎么样的祝福。
How God has blessed us.
我相信我们当中很多人跟我一样。
I believe many of you are just like me.
刚刚到美国的时候。
When we first came to the United States.
唯一的东西就是两个箱子。
All we have was two luggage.
这是我们唯一的拥有物。
That's the only thing we owe.
有人还要向别人借钱买旅费。
We even borrow money for the travel.
但是慢慢的。
But slowly.
我们富裕。
We get richer.
有人是越来越富裕。
Some get richer and richer.
今天我们有汽车，有房子。
Today we have cars, we have houses.
有人有两部汽车，一栋大房子。
Some has two houses and large house, two cars and large house.
家里设备齐全。
They have all the equipment.
银行有存款。
They have a saving account.
公司里有 401k.
They have a retirement fund.
儿女也在念大学，快念大学。
So the children are studying in the college.
请问这是你应当得的吗？
Let me ask you this, what you ought to have?
还是神给你的祝福？
Or is it God's blessing?
我们有没有想办法说回报给神的祝福？
Have you thought about to repay God's blessing?
当我们不向神回报他的祝福，
We do not repay his blessing.
他的祝福常常就停止。
His blessings will often stop.
我们与神的关系也被受影响。
So our relationship with him would be also affected.
这个穷寡妇。
So this poor widow.
她将一切的都给了神。
She gave all she had.
因为她相信神会照顾她的需要。
Because she knows God would take care of her needs.
她没有任何的怀疑。
She has no doubt.
她信得过神。
She trusts in God.
她信得过神的话。
She trusts in God's word.
她信得过神的应许。
She trusts in God's promises.
虽然圣经没有明说，
Even the Bible didn't clearly say,
这个穷寡妇后来怎么样，
What happened to this poor widow?
但我深深的相信，
But I truly believe,
神再赐给她生活所需啊，
God will give to her what she needs in life,
神给她的会超过她所奉献，
What God gives to her will more than what she has made.
为什么我这么说？
Why would I say that?
我们看一段圣经节，
Let's read the passage,
马太福音第六章
Matthew chapter 6,
25节到34节
verse 25 to 34.
马太福音第六章
Matthew 6,
25节
25
到34节
to verse 34.
早上请大家跟我一起念。
Let's read together.
给我们一起来。
Let's read.
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧患，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那些天上的飞鸟，也不懂，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父暂且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人呢、啊、野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么 喝什么、穿什么，这都是外边人所求的。你们需要的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。今天有些信主的人，
Many believers today，
讲钱抓得紧紧的，
They hold onto the money tightly。
你可以说他们其实是信靠马门的。
You can say that they believe in mammon。
他们信靠自己了。
They believe in themselves。
他们没有信靠神。
They do not trust in God。
对这些人，我常常觉得一个有趣的事情。
I find something interesting about them。
在永生这个重要的问题上面。
In the big important question of eternal life，
他们可以信靠神。
They can trust in God。
但是在日常生活上的钱，
But in the daily life，
他们却要信靠自己。
They trust themselves。
哪一个是比较长久的？
Which is more eternal？
哪一个是比较真实的？
Which is more true？
如果你把钱抓得紧紧的话，
If hold on to your money tightly，
有可能你对永生并不是那么样的肯定了。
Maybe you're not too confirmed about the eternal life。
摩西到了晚年说过一句话。
Moses had said something in his later life。
在诗篇九十篇第十节。
It's Psalm 90 verse 10。
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalm 90 verse 10。
我们一生的日子是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。你知道吗？有一件事情。
You know this one thing。
我们大约只有七八十年的时间管理这笔钱财。
We may have about 70-80 years to manage this money。
这笔钱是神交给我们管的。
This money was given us by God to。
有人管理的多。
Some has more to
have, 有人管理的少。
Some has less。
但有一天我们都要离开这个世界。
But one day we're all going to leave this world。
你知道吗？这笔钱没有人能够带走的。
You know, none of us can bring this with us。
全部要留在这个世界。
They will all be left behind。
我们唯一有的。
The only we have。
便是在这七八十年管理钱财的这段时间。
This only this is 70-80 years。We used to manage the money。
请问当你见神的时候，
So let me ask you, when you face God，
他会怎么样评估你给他的奉献？
How is he going to assess your offering to him？
今天在我的教会里面，
Today in my church，
我觉得我很有福气。
I think I'm very blessed。
因为有弟兄姐妹，他对金钱的心态是开手的，手打开的。
We have some brothers and sisters. Their attitude toward money is open hand.
什么叫让我来解释什么意思
？Let me explain what that means.
他们让神把钱摆进他们手中。
They let God put money into their hands.
他们也让神把这钱拿出来用在建立他的国度。
They also let God take the money used to establish.
他们的手总是开的。
Their hands are always open.
但是我知道他们要达到这个地步啊，不容易。
I know it's not easy for them to get to that point。
每天都有试探。
Every day there are trials。
但金钱增加的时候，试探会更大。
When the money increases, the temptation is even。
他们有时候会想。
They may think。
如果这件事情发生，那我怎么办
？If this thing happens, what should I do？
如果公司裁员，我怎么办
？If I get laid off, what should I do？
那我最好自己先打算。
Then I should prepare for myself。
我最好把手关起来。
I should close my hand。
我最好依靠我自己。
I should depend on myself。
可是得祸财的力量。
But the power of making wealth。
不是你自己。
It's not yours。
不是你的老板。
It's not your boss。
不是你的公司。
It's not your company。
乃是神。
It's God。
并且当你讲手关起来的时候。
But also when you close your hand。
你也讲神对你继续的祝福，你把它关在外面。
You also close your hands so the continued blessing is outside。
怎么样可以避免关手这件事
？How can you preventing closing your hands.
真是从今天开始,
Start from today.
我要向神委身,
I want to commit myself to God.
不管神你给我多少,
Doesn't matter how much you give me.
我要对你回报,
I will repay to you.
并且我会因为你更多的祝福,
because the more blessings, I have more repay to you.
我的确看到有些人,
I truly see someone.
当他们这样做的时候,
if they do that,
神便善间下流地回报他。
So God shall pour down abundantly to him.
这个原则应用在每一个人身上, 永不改变。
So this principle will apply to all of us and never change.
耶稣那天在银库里面,
On that day, Jesus was in the treasury.
你可以说他看到一个对比。
You can see a contrast.
看到一个穷寡妇,
he saw the poor widow.
看到一些有钱的才子,
saw some rich people.
一个是手开的,
one hands are open.
一个是手关的,
the other hands are closed.
圣经里面还有很多同样的,
there are many such contrasts in the Bible.
亚伯拉罕跟罗德的对比,
Abraham and Lot.
一个是手开的,
one is open-handed,
一个手关的,
one is closed-handed.
巴拿巴和亚拿尼亚撒菲拉的对比,
so you go to the Barnabas and the Ananias and the Sapphira.
一个手开,
one hand open,
一个手关,
one is closed.
马大用香膏膏足,
Martha used the perfume anointed,
犹大却因为金钱而出卖耶稣,
but Judah betrayed because of money.
一个手开,
one has hands open,
另外一个手关,
one hands closed.
我们可以看到保罗跟尼罗网的对比,
we can also the contrast between Paul and Nero.
保罗一生, 给主用,
Paul let his whole life be used by God.
他手开的,
his hands is open.
尼罗王一生为自己,
and Nero always cared for himself.
他手关的,
his hands is always closed.
但是今天,
but today,
很多的男孩子给取名叫做保罗,
many boys are named Paul.
但是很多美国人的狗啊, 给取名叫做尼罗,
many dogs of the Americans are named Nero.
因为一个手开,
because one hand is open,
一个手关,
one is closed.
当你手开着的时候,
when your hands are open,
你表示说我要信靠神,
you will be close to God.
他是我的供应者,
he is my supplier.
他知道我的情形,
he knows my situation.
他知道我的需要,
he knows my need.
这是为什么这个穷寡妇能将她唯有的两个小钱献上去。
This is why this poor widow can give all his her two coins to make offering.
如果穷寡妇都能够做,
if a poor widow can do it,
我比她富有的多,
I'm richer than her.
我又是神的儿女,
I'm God's children.
有什么事情能不让我学习这个寡妇的榜样?
Is there anything preventing me to learn the example of this poor widow?
那么祷告,
let us pray.
天父我们谢谢你,
dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你用的话语提醒我们,
you use your words to remind us.
因为的确的, 我们的财宝在哪里, 我们的心也在哪里。
It is truly where our treasure is, there our hearts be also.
求你给我们一个谦卑受教的心,
please give us a humble, teachable heart.
我们对你话语的回应,
so we may respond to your words.
乃是在神的面前自我检讨,
that is to re-examine ourselves.
而不是听了以后开始批评,
it's not to after we heard it start to criticize.
开始说这个不实际,
and say this is not practical.
这个是讲空话,
so this is just empty words.
主啊求你这个圣灵鉴察我们,
oh Lord, may your spirit examine us.
因为你的确观察我们的心态,
because you truly observe our attitude.
你更知道我们的数目,
you also know our amount.
你会给我们一个评估,
you will give us an assessment.
给我们一个, 痛苦的心,
give us a willing heart.
让我们愿意, 回报你,
so that we are willing to repay.
因为你是那个赐恩典的神,
because you are the God of blessing.
我们这样祷告, 感谢奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.